God will make a way for you. You did not hear me. In the month of grace, the Lord will make a way for you. That sorrow will turn to joy. God will attend to your needs this month. He will create doors of breakthrough for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory. Father, as we go into your word, Father, speak to our hearts, Lord, this morning. Bless us and let the glory be yours. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you once again to the month of May. It's a month of grace. And please don't take it lightly. As I was walking up and down when Pastor Adeoko was praying there, I heard it. Said, May will make a way. So don't take that prophecy lightly. You might, they say that every month. It is it's just another month. It's not just another month. It's a month that God will create a way for you. Peradventure, you are confused. You are in dilemma. You are tired. God will give you joy this month. In the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, we'll be speaking on something I've titled, Get Understanding. Let me quickly read Job 28, verses 12 to 15. I'm reading the NKJ version. It says, but where can wisdom be found? Where can it be found? And where is the place of understanding? The Bible says, man does not know its value. You and I, we don't know the value of wisdom. We don't know the value of understanding. Nor is it found in the land of the living. The deep says, it is not in me. And the sea says, it is not with me. It cannot be purchased for gold, nor can silver be weighed for its price. Now, I want to read, jump to 20 and 21. It now says, from where then does wisdom come? Where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birds of the air. It is hidden from you. It is hidden from me. Now, I want to read Proverbs chapter 4, verses 5 to 7. Solomon speaking, he says, get wisdom. This wisdom that is hidden, he says, get it. This wisdom that is concealed, he says, what? Get it. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. He says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, my people. And in all you're getting, get what? Understanding. In all you're getting, everything that you get, ensure you get understanding. And when I was looking at this, I was looking at Solomon that wrote this part of the Bible. Solomon was someone that was extremely rich. He had homes. He had horses. He had gold. In fact, in 2 Chronicles, let me peep into the wealth of Solomon. It says, all King Solomon's vessels were gold. And all the vessels of the house of the forest of the Lebanon were pure gold. Not one was silver. For this was accounted as nothing in the days of Solomon? Silver, nothing. Everything was gold. Everything, gold. You want to drink water, you drink from a gold cup. Gold. And I was wondering, what will, if Solomon was today, was living today, what would be his net worth? But the man that had everything, he says what? Get understanding. Get it. So what is understanding? Understanding is deeper than knowledge. So many of us, we stop at the level of knowledge. But no, understanding is deeper. We don't proceed to the level of getting to understanding. Many know us. I know you, sir, right? My sister, I know you. I know my reverend. I know practically everybody here. But do I understand you? It takes a lot to understand. You know me too, but you probably don't understand me. You must be close to me to understand me. That's why he says, get understanding. Get it. NIV version says, if it costs you everything, costs you everything, he says, get understanding. Get it. Understanding is the ability to explain out information and facts. Is to know the whys, the hows, the whats of the information, the knowledge that you have. You see, if a doctor tells you, eat beans every day, or three times a week, and then you say, yeah, and you start to eat beans three times a week. And I come to your house one day, I say, ah, auntie, you're always eating beans, so why do you eat beans? I just know that beans is good. I just know it is good. But where if you have understanding, you will know the reason. I was asking my wife this morning, why is beans good? I know beans is good, though. But me say, I don't have understanding. She was explaining to me this morning. It is simple, it's complex. Complex carbohydrate. Multi confusion. Understanding is deep, very deep. Solomon says, get it. Why do we need to get understanding? It is better to understand something than to know it. Yesterday, when I was preparing for this, how many of us understand what giving to God is? It's better to understand something than to know it. Every Sunday, every Tuesday, we come to this altar. It is time to give to God. Ushers, please wait on us. And ushers go round. Pra, 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 pra. They collect your offering. Do you understand what you are giving? Do you know what it means to give to God? You probably know, but you don't understand. Because if you understand it, you'll be conscious about it. Giving to God is not just knowledge. There must be an understanding. Let me read a verse to you. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, 22 to 24. Since then David said to Ornan, grant me the place of this threshing floor. that I may build on the altar on it to the Lord. He says, you shall grant it to me at the full price, that the plague may be withdrawn from the people. But Ornan said to David, take it to yourself, and let my Lord, that's David, the king, who do what is good in his eyes. Look, I also give you the oxen for burnt offerings, the threshing implements for wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I give it all. Then King David said, a man of deep understanding. Deep understanding. If it was you, if it was, I will collect it. I will add it to my profit. David said, no. But I will surely buy it for the full price. Do you know why? For I will not take what is yours for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings with that which costs me nothing. Oh, come on. From today, understand giving. Don't give God without thinking. From this morning, don't give God without what? Without thinking. Solomon says, get understanding with everything that you have. Make sure you get it. Why do you need understanding? Life is a beautiful mystery. And we need to unravel the mystery of life. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. I'm reading the Message version. Please permit me. When I determine to load up on wisdom and examine everything taking place on the earth, I realize that if you keep your eyes open day and night, without even blinking, you will still never figure out the meaning of what God is doing on this earth. Search as hard as you like, you're not going to make sense of it. No matter how smart you are, you won't get to the bottom of it. Life is a mystery. We need understanding to unravel it. There are so many questions that are unanswered. As you are sitting here now, right in front of me, you have myriad of questions in your heart. You can't answer them. You don't know where to go. You don't know where to run to. You are confused. But no matter how confused you are, the mystery must be unraveled somehow. And it is understanding that can unravel it. I remember several years ago, I've shared it here before. My wife was praying for the fruit of the womb. She was fasting and praying. And I didn't join her in that. But God spoke to me a day before he spoke to her. God says, remove your rings. It's a mystery that was unraveled. God says, remove your rings. I was wondering, rings? The rings were gotten from the U.S.? I mean, what the fruit of the womb and rings? There is no connect. But I didn't see anything. And the following day, my wife came and said, God, I think God is telling us something. God says we should remove our rings. I heard it loud and clear the day before. God told me that day so that I will not argue with her. So we'll remove our rings. That month, Kokoja, she got pregnant. Life is a mystery. We don't understand what life is. But the understanding will unravel the mystery of life. Get understanding. Get it. Are you confused this morning? Are you in some dilemma? Get understanding. Why do you need understanding to attain success? Understanding is the gateway to success. Understanding propels success. The difference between the child that gets a 7 A's in WAEC and the one that gets 7 C's in WAEC, what's the difference? Oye, it called you call up. Simple. And life cut across it like that. And you begin to wonder, why do we, at a young age, 4, 5, we take lesson teachers for our children at 4 years old? Why do we do that? We want them to get some level of what? Understanding. And once they grasp it, it is success. And it cuts across life like that. The difference between a couple that is together, that is happy, and the one that they are blowing themselves, the difference is what? Understand. It's as simple as that. The rate of divorce today is because of missed understanding. There's no understanding. Understanding propels success in every area, every facet of our lives. The difference between the man that gives his life to Christ and the one that is sinning, what's the difference? Understanding, you. Could you hello? Understanding, you. The difference between the one that pays tithe and the one that does not pay tithe is what? Understanding. Solomon says, get it at all cost. At all cost. You know, whatever we understand, we can control. Do you know that? Whatever we understand, we can control. We have control over it if we understand it. Somebody said, I can drive this car. No. I took a car to the mechanic. No. I can't remember what happened, but the car was at the mechanic's place. And I was telling the mechanic, you can't do this kind of... No, it was the organizer, but there was a mechanic there. So the mechanic said, I'm going to go to the mechanic. Ah, kilo ni? So I gave him the key. Oh yeah. Start the car and move the car. So he entered the car. He managed to start it. Because we were looking for the gear. We were looking at this. Because the gear is not here. He started looking. I said, you can't drive it. You don't understand the vehicle. Whatever you understand, you will control. And I mean in every area. Last week, my wife and I she asked me for something. And I said, no, I fled up. But the woman understands me. She didn't say a word. Without saying the word, what she asked for, I did it immediately. Not immediately, but maybe hours later. It's called understanding. If you understand your husband, you will control him. If you understand money, you will control it. Whatever you understand, you have control over it. If you understand what is called sin, you will control it. Just get understanding. At all cost, get it. There are some people in the Bible called the sons of Issachar. The Bible says they had the understanding of the times and the seasons. Do you know them? They had the understanding of the times and the seasons. When you have the understanding of the times and the seasons, you can be proactive. You know what will happen. You are prepared for the opportunities. Now, when Solomon says, get understanding, and Job says, where is it? Ibuluwa, the deep says it's not here. The sea says it's not with me. And Solomon is telling you, you must get it. So how do you get it? Where does it dwell? Where is the place of understanding? Ibuluwa. Because you need to get it. The year is a year of tangible results. Understanding will be the results on your lap. Job says it's nowhere to be found. Solomon says, you just must look for it. Get it. Job chapter 12, verse 13. You know, it's very interesting. If you go to look for me in Benin, would you find me there? It's not likely. Maybe I've been to Benin once in my life. But there's a place that I dwell. There's a place that I live in. So there's a place that understanding dwells. Job chapter 12, verse 13. It says, with him. Who is the him? Who is the him there? It says, with him are wisdom and strength. He has counsel and what? Understanding. Who has counsel and understanding? God. That's where understanding resides. With him is wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. So if you want to locate it, the address of understanding is with God. And I wrote here, I said there's a currency to purchase understanding. You can't just say, understanding, come. Give me understanding. No. You must trade something for something. That's a currency. You want to buy a car, you send dollars to America. They will buy you the vehicle, they will freight it. It comes at a cost. Understanding too comes at a cost, at a currency. It's not free. Number one currency is that you must seek God. Psalm 53 verse 2 says, God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek me. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God. A currency to get understanding, you must seek God. You must put God first in everything. Worship him, praise him, thank him, trust him, rely on him. He must be first. And don't forget, that same Solomon says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. He says, lean not on your own, what? Understanding. In all your ways, you should do what? Acknowledge the Lord. Understanding is with God. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Another currency for purchasing understanding is patience. Patience. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29 says, he who is slow to wrath has great understanding. He who is slow to wrath is a currency. He who is slow, oh, King Tete Binu, he didn't say you have, he says you have great understanding. Great understanding. So from today, start to temper justice with mercy. Start to work on your patience. The more you work on your patience, the more understanding you get. If you are patient, you have great understanding. Great one. A patient person is a good listener. It's a good listener. What happens today is that when you see a man and the wife arguing, the wife already has what she wants to say, or vice versa. So when the man is talking to the wife, you will notice that before the man finishes, the wife has interjected. Patience! Be a good listener. Let him land. When you land, when I allow you land and I assimilate it, it's called great understanding. It's a currency to purchase it. Then another currency is you need to ask. Ask from the subject matter expert. There are people that are skilled. There are people that are educated. There are people that are trained. This morning, I woke up this morning because I wrote that beans issue. Typed yes. I told my wife, I said, I know beans is good, but can you tell me, give me an understanding why beans is good? And she broke it down into simple and complex carbohydrates. It's called skill. There are people that are skilled in health. There are people that are skilled in business. I've said it here several times. I was going to do some kind of business. I want to meet that my brother there. If he didn't say do it, I would not do it. I rode on his back, on his experience. Ask. When I analyzed it to him, you see, my brother, go on. Go on. I made a lot of money from the business. It's there. I was talking to him outside there. Ask. Seek. Knock. People are skilled around you. They have the experience. They are trained. They are educated. And you are a loner. And you are a loner. Get understanding. Ask. This morning I want to appeal to every one of us. The success of our salvation, our homes, our relationships, our Christian work, our finances is highly dependent on the level of our understanding. Abu says, with all thy getting, get what? Get understanding. This morning, I want to welcome you again to the month of May. I pray that it's going to be a month of uncommon favor for you. This month, you'll be in the right place at the right time. Favor will open doors of breakthrough for you this month. As you enter into this season of favor, Every obstacle, every hindrance, everything, every stronghold will be banished in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Like I said earlier, God will make a way for you this month. A way of escape, a way of breakthrough, a way of healing in the mighty name of Jesus. God will put joy in your mouth and joy in your heart and laughter in your mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. It will be well with you in the month of May. It will be well with your home in the month of May. I speak peace into your home. Every storm that is brewing, I speak peace unto it in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Shall we share the grace? Declare to somebody, surely have a wonderful month. Amen.